So, testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm currently sat in my caravan. Yes, I currently live in a caravan. Thinking, oh, I really want to start a podcast. And I found an app called Anchor. And I'm sat in my caravan and I'm just doing it. I'm just going for it. So, hello! Who am I? My name is Gemma Ray. And I am a former radio presenter. And I've wanted to do a podcast for about, maybe 12 years. And I haven't got my finger outside my proverbial backside and done it. But right now, sat looking at my caravan, which is an absolute hellhole, and I'm supposed to be cleaning, I'm thinking, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it right now, because there is no better time than the present. So, who am I? Currently, right now, on the 1st of July 2018, because that's when I'm recording this, I am a 36-year-old wife to Sean, who is smoking hot and hilarious. I am mum to Blake, who is 7 and also hilarious, and a little sod sometimes. And I am dog mum to 2 dogs, Bailey, the lovable labradoodle, and Kevin, the annoying chug. What's a chug, I hear you say? Well, a chug is a dog, which is a mixture of 2 breeds, a pug and a chihuahua. So Kevin is 75% pug, 25% chihuahua, and 100% asshole. In order to cope with his antics, I did create a couple of social media accounts. I'm absolutely terrible at updating them, but there's a bit of an archive of the stuff he gets up to. So if naughty pugs are your thing, follow Kevin the Chug on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and you can see what he gets up to. So why am I here and why am I talking? Well, in 2010, I became a mum for the first time to my little one, Blake. It was a very hasty decision in becoming a mother. Myself and Sean got extremely drunk one night, and a friend of mine, Ashley, if you're listening, suggested that it was time for us to start trying for a baby. And at this point, when I was around 29, I think I was, yep, 29 years of age, I was like, no, I can't see myself having kids until my late 30s. I've got a career. I'm going to go and move to London, travel the world, make a million. And then Ashley said one horrendously horrific thing to me. But Gemma, what if by the time you're ready, your eggs have run out? And there we go, like a lightning bolt, it hit my subconscious, it hit my conscience, and that was it. My hormonal, internal, maternal clock started ticking. The alarm went off, the beep in my head, oh my God, I have to be a mother. And pretty soon after this conversation, I carried on drinking a full bottle of Chianti and then embarked on some tequila shots. And before I know it, we got in a taxi, we got home, and I curled over to my husband in the taxi, snuggled up to him and said, let's go home and play the sperm lottery and see if we win. And you know what? That's what we did. We did win. We won the jackpot. And we know we won the jackpot that night because at the time we were living with my husband's mum and dad. And it was the only time that we attempted to have a go on the sperm lottery, let's say. And it worked. And 9 months later, our beautiful little boy, Blake, was born. So that one drunken night meant that I really wasn't ready to be a mum. It is not something I'd really thought about because I didn't think it was going to happen for at least maybe 5 or 6 years. But you know what? Even if it was something I had thought about, even if it was something I was prepared for, the reality is and the truth is that nothing, absolutely nothing, could have prepared me for being a mum. It is the single most hardest, upsetting, stressful, challenging, self-doubting, horrendous, yet at the same time, rewarding, most beautiful, most life-changing, most no regrets, I would do it in a heartbeat all over again, job I have ever had. Being a mum is a privilege, but being a mum is also ridiculously hard. And I feel like I learn something new every single day because there's no rule book. And the rule book that my generation are following at the moment is through social media, through those posts on Instagram, heavily filtered, with all the crap in the background moved to one side so you can still pretend you've got the most amazing clean home while you're snapping pictures of your toddler toddling around for the first time. I find myself that social media, the things that we bombard ourselves with, you know, we do this to ourselves. We choose to look through these heavily filtered images and videos through rose-tinted specs. and we think that's how life should be. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. I'm here to tell you kind of my own journey. I'm here to bring on others, other mums who I think are cracking it and doing it really, really well. Other mums, other parents, who says it has to be mums, it could be dads. Other parents I would like to interview and help you and inspire you to live a happier life with your kids. This is Happy Mum, Happy Kid. It's my little project to remind myself, first of all, I do this for me, and I drag you all along for the ride in the hope that it'll inspire you too. But Happy Mum, Happy Kid was born of a time 18 months ago when I finally realised that I needed to put my own happiness first in order for me to be happy, and then my kid, my husband and everybody else around me to be happy. I'd lived, by this point, 6 years of putting everybody else first, of running myself into the ground, of being overwhelmed, of being burnt out, of being miserable, of being ready to check out of my marriage, ready to just give it all up because I wasn't happy and I was looking for happiness outside of myself, when the reality was it was always here and it was always in me, it was always in my heart, and nobody else could make me happy. I had to find it within myself first, and I did that by putting myself first. So, hello and welcome to my podcast. I've done it in one take. You've probably heard the washing machine in the background, but that's okay. Because also learning to drop perfection has been a huge part of my journey. And right now, that's what I'm doing. I'm stood here in my caravan, looking at the collection of dog hair on the floor, the pile of washing that I haven't moved for 3 weeks, and the odd socks that have been in the same basket for about 4 months, and the dust that I haven't cleaned up for about 3 months. So I'm procrastinating, I'm not doing my housework, and instead I'm letting go of perfection and I'm just having a go at starting my podcast. So there you go, that's me. This is Happy Mum, Happy Kid. You can find me on happymumhappykid.com. My name is Gemma Ray. This has been my intro episode and I look forward to creating the very first one the next time you listen. Please hit subscribe and I'll speak to you very soon.